This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, hello and welcome to an all-new Rated R Safety Show. Today. Oh, yeah. Did I say today yet? I'm not sure if I did. Anyways, today is Friday, February the 21st of 2020, day 52 of the year, and only 314 days remaining before it's all over with.
Duh.
And I do not know why, but I am pretty excited that today is Friday. Not that it's going to have any change on anything that I got going on at the moment. But it's pretty exciting for some reason today. Today's a pretty shitty day here in Florida in regards of actually it raining and it not being very pretty out there. But hey, I guess some people deal with that on a day-to-day basis. Not what I'm accustomed to. Anyways, not trying to brag, just letting you know what's going on here in the good old glorious state of Florida as we move forward. Anyways, how are you? Thank you for taking another listen to the great old Rated R Safety Show. As this will be the last episode of the week. And potentially, depending on how this goes next week, this could actually even be the last episode of the month, at least video-wise for sure. So next week, we will actually be coming to you live from the Safety FM Roadshow, but that will be on the other show that we actually have, or other shows, but one show in particular will be there, and we'll be broadcasting live there. That one probably will not be in the video format. That will be more along the lines of the audio format, but it will be a live broadcast, because that is what we do here at good old Safety FM. Anyways, now you have the opportunity of actually streaming us live on safetyfm.com and on safetyfm.live. That is the audio content. Also, if you're listening to us on your favorite podcatcher, well, you're listening to this a little bit later than what I'm actually recording it. Then we are available on different streaming platforms, be it Facebook, YouTube, and of course, Twitch. We did add Mixer into the mix as of late, but it's just a real pain in the ass to get into the system when we're actually trying to do everything all at one time. So we have opted for right now not to do it on Mixer because I'm just not a fan on how hard it is to actually get everything up and running on there. But that's just me. Anywho, what do you got going on? Anything special going on for the weekend? Are you doing anything pretty exciting? If not, are you enjoying some of the times and some of the things that are going on safety event-wise that are going on right now across the country? There's a pretty big one going on right now inside of Las Vegas. And that one, I believe, lasts somewhere between 10 to 12 days, depending if you're actually out there. I know it did start earlier last week. So anyways, besides outside of that, not going to bore you too much on this particular side. I do want to make a short reference real quick on some of one of the other shows here that we do have on Safety FM. Now, that show would be the Jay Allen Show. I think I'm a little familiar with that one. Well, today, normally we do release on Fridays a mini episode, but today was a little bit different and we released a full blown podcast. And that did tend to surprise some people out there. Not trying to surprise anyone with that, but it was what we have going on, and I want to share that information on what we were doing on that podcast. So today we actually have an interview with, well, who is it? Demetra Safety Johnson. So if you do get a chance, take a listen to that one. You might enjoy it. We did want to release it as a special feature for today in particular. Anyways, not going to bore you too much, so let's get you moving and get you started with what's going on in the world of news.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM. Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
So anyways, taking it from the top of the different news stories that, of course, I am bringing to you here today. I did take a look around the interwebs, and I wanted to start it off with this one. Okay, Argent, California is a fancy place to live. For the fourth year in a row, the Silicon Valley suburb topped Bloomberg's richest places index, boasting an average household income of $525,000. It's the only community in the country where the average salary exceeds over $500,000.
Duh.
So this definitely tells me that, number one, I'm sure living in the right neighborhood. And number two, does your price of what you gather for work money-wise increase if you end up going to this area? Could I actually get some friends, some friendly neighbors, where I could potentially be making some additional funds because of what I'm doing now? Anyways, that's the question about Silicon Valley there. $525,000. That's kind of a nice little chunk of change. Anyways, let's continue. Customs and Borders Protection officials seized a human brain from the Canadian mail truck crossing into the U.S. last Friday. Oh, yes, you did hear me correctly there, my friends. I did say a brain. So, and that was coming from the Canadian side. Just throwing that out there, because I know sometimes from the southern side, some things come up. While reviewing an inventory, they flagged something that was labeled antique teaching specimen. Well, isn't that a little creative? After an inspection, it was revealed to be a human organ, but without any important and proper documentation. Anyways, the transportation paperwork said that it was headed to Wisconsin, having originated in Toronto. No word on what happened to the driver of the vehicle, who is the ultimate recipient and is supposed to be responsible for the contents of what he actually had.
Duh.
A human brain. A human brain inside of the transportation vehicle here. This coming out of good old Canada. Antique teaching specimen. What do you think? I mean, is it labeled incorrectly? I don't know. I don't think so. Because some people would say that it's a little outdated on how we actually learn. You could say that. One could argue the point that it was not incorrect. Now, I don't know if I would want to be the person that's actually busted having that there. Probably not going to go too well for me.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Anyways, KFC is going the sweet and savory route. Oh yes, you heard me correctly. Starting February the 24th, they'll be serving the Colonel's Chicken and Donut Sandwich. Oh yes, you heard me correctly. Just want to make sure. This is a donut sandwich. It's a fried piece of chicken between two hot, freshly glazed donuts. And they say that it's similar to chicken and waffles. So I don't know. I don't think that this is going to be the healthiest thing that you could actually eat. Fried chicken, well, you know, fried chicken is fried chicken, and that's just kind of the way that it works. But also at the same time, too, I look at it and I go, this is crazy that this is an available thing to you in doing so and having chicken and waffles because it's nuts. I don't think that that's the thing that's healthy, but that's me personally. And I'm going to tell you, some very bad things come to mind right away. If you piss off the customer service attendant at the KFC, what are you going to get on your food?
Duh.
Hey, just something to think about there. Anyways, let's continue down the path. Millennials are having a hard time with drinking. The National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism reports that the number of alcohol deaths amongst the 20 to 30-year-olds have doubled between 1999 to 2017. One doctor tells USA Today, that the drinking epidemic is overshadowing the opioid crisis. She has added that alcohol consumption has risen in the country. Everything is sort of going in the wrong direction. There are more people drinking now than were ever drinking before. So holy guacamoles here, my friends. I'm not saying that drinking's a problem. You can decide to do whatever you want. But what do you look at? Do you see this being an issue out there? I do not know your age demo. I do not know what you're listening to. I don't know what you do. I don't know your age. Do you have a problem drinking? Do you look at it and go, this is something that is a bigger issue than drugs out there? And no, I did not stop to take a sip because I'm actually drinking, but that's kind of funny if some people would think that. But I want you to think about it. We do have an opioid crisis, and it's actually been well documented about this actually going on. But the drinking issue that's out there now, well, is that something that's out there now, or is this something that's been around for a while, but we're just talking about it now? Because a lot of times we have these conversations where we don't want to talk about certain things, but then there becomes a focus, and then there becomes one of these things where there's a lot of attention on it, and then people want to change about what they're doing, and all of a sudden say, now we have an issue. I'm not saying that that's the case here.
Duh.
But I just want you to think about that for just a moment.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
A new analysis of the coronavirus suggests that it is transmitted through fecal matter. Yes, you heard me. Fecal matter. What am I saying? Another word for shit. So you see that it's actually being transferred through fecal matter, helping to explain its outbreak on a cruise ship. China's Center for Disease Control and Prevention said that it can be transmitted in a variety of ways. But understanding that poo is the route that will help developing appropriate sanitations and precaution measures. So are you telling me that the amount of people that were on that cruise ship that all of a sudden had this outbreak was related to not washing their hands? Not washing their hands properly. That's the other way to look at it, because, man, if you're telling me that this is actually being spread around because of your poop, well, then there's definitely an issue here, because you're not cleaning yourself properly. You're shaking hands, you're touching babies, you're touching different things, and maybe that's not the way to be going around it.
Duh.
So just something to think about, because I keep on looking at it and I go to the bathroom, and yes, you have to go to public bathrooms from time to time, and man, I will tell you, there are more people that I see walk out of bathrooms that do not actually do anything that's related to washing their hands than anything else I see. And, you know, you don't want to be that guy inside of the bathroom and say, hey, what's going on? Why aren't you washing your hands? But you have to do what you have to do. And that's the bottom line there. But man, I just look at it and I go, this is some crazy stuff, because that outbreak was crazy, especially if you look into that particular cruise line that just occurred here over the last few weeks that conversation has been taking place.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
But that's just me, and you came here for my opinion, so that's why we're talking about it. Anyways, over the last 3 years, Washington, D.C. has issued more than $1 billion in traffic fines and parking fines as well, according to the study by AAA. A rep for AAA called the practice out of control. Wow, go figure.
Duh.
And suggests that there's no proof that the high fines are contributing to improve public safety. Wow, another safety story. Let's think about that for a second. Furthermore, he said that we look across the globe and we have found one major study that proves that there is a link between the amount of fines and compliance. So I'm going to tell you, we keep on talking about this and we have these conversations and we say that this is not the case, but I'm going to tell you there is a quota that these people have to meet for them to actually go out there and traffic around what they're doing. And I'm not complaining. But we have said for years now that this is not the case. And I'm telling you, based on this news story alone, that does not sound like what's going on. What sounds like is going on is that this is kind of predetermined, pre-planned on what they're going to be looking at. And why is it only in this particular area? Why isn't it occurring anywhere else? Think about that for a moment. Just give it some thought. We're going to freeze for one moment.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
A Detroit man was charged with killing, then cooking his grinder date. Did you hear that? Oh, yes, you heard me correctly there. Duh. His grinder date's testicles went to the hospital on Tuesday after being found unresponsive in his cell during a routine check. What? After reviving with the smelling of salts, it was revealed that he had not eaten since he had been taken into custody. What? Oh, yeah. How did these things happen? Okay, so let's go through that one more time. Small breakdown here. A Detroit man charged with killing, then cooking his grinder's date's testicles, went to the hospital Tuesday after being found unresponsive in his cell for a routine check. We talked about these dating apps a few days ago. And I'm not saying you shouldn't date. And I'm not saying that Match.com is the only place to go. And I'm not saying, hey, Plenty of Fish is the only place to go. And I'm not saying, you know, whatever you decide to use is the only place to go. Testicle eating.
Duh.
Testicle eating. And the story from a few days ago, what were we talking about? We were talking about people that were having people come to their house to be the first meeting place. Testicle eating. Yeah. Testicle eating. Don't know what to tell you. Researchers at MIT developed a molecule that has tackled some of the world's most aggressive superbugs in mice. Oh, yes, you heard me correctly there. The clinically developed antibiotic is used on machine learning to outsmart the deadly pathogens. So this is what's going on, which is actually taking in preventing the hospitalizations of patients, as well as drug-resistant bacteria behind the blood and lung infections. It is an exciting development, but still has a long way from human trials, one researcher said, based on this particular study.
Duh.
And this is the thing that we continue to see from time to time, is that we have these conversations about what's going on, and they got these great things and these great ideas of stuff that they want to change and things that they want to start implementing, but you're so far away from human trials. And I know we can sit here and say, well, if you go ahead and start doing human trials ahead of time, we might run into the issue where somebody might end up becoming like a superhero. And I know that that's not what we're looking for. But we're also having to have the conversation and go, listen, if we do this, people have to know that there's a risk. But we can't sit around and say, we're going to take a long period of time before we do anything, because it is affecting people that are out there.
Duh.
Think about it for a moment. Anyways, Apple has won a temporary restraining order against an alleged aggressive stalker. Oh, yes, a stalker for Apple. Think about that. That's not you as a consumer. Just want to make sure on that one as well. Court documents revealed that Rocky Sharma has been harassing CEO Tim Cook and members of the company's executive team. He trespassed on Cook's private property, left a disturbing voicemail, and called Apple's technical support line, where he said that he knew the address of the executives while he doesn't use ammunition, he does know where people live who do use ammunition. Apple declined to comment on the story.
Duh.
Okay. You see, I talk about these things, and I know that sometimes it sounds like I'm going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs here, but also at the same time, you have to be so careful with so many different things that are going on out there. Yeah, I understand being an Apple fanboy, an Apple fangirl, whatever you want to be, an Apple binary. But you have to look at it and go, listen, when people start stalking you, things have to be done relatively quick, because people are fascinated with others. People are fascinated with other things that can potentially go wrong, or what's going on inside of that person's life. But you have to look at it as, what are you going to do if you notice that there's somebody stalking you? And if you're doing this directly where you showed up to the person's house, you also went over and you're seeing that all of a sudden this guy's calling the Apple support line, so let's call it what it is, calling Apple Care, and they're sharing this information, what are you going to do? And this guy's mega rich, and I'm talking about Tim Cook here. Imagine you and I, average Joe consumer. How does that work out for us?
Duh.
So we have to keep these things in mind as we move forward, because you just never know what could happen next. Anyways, the forthcoming Tesla Model Y. Oh, yes, that's the Y, not the X. So now we're all the way up to sexy electric SUV will be available to go 315 miles when they're fully charged and boast a 121 miles per gallon equivalent. This puts a hair above the previous MPGE champ, which was Hyundai with the Kona Electric.
Duh.
So as you see more and more of these vehicles that are starting to change and are able to go these further ranges, but they still do not use gas. And that's the whole purpose of an electric vehicle.
Duh.
But you have to think about this. Will you have anxiety because you do not have access to a gas tank? Will you have anxiety because you can't do these different things if something goes wrong with the vehicle? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the Tesla vehicles. I actually have the opportunity all the time. I have very close friends that are in the transportation world, and they have multiple Teslas, and I've been in several of them and have not had an issue yet.
Duh.
But we also have been, from time to time, where we're traveling, where we'll go several hundred miles, and you'll notice where the vehicle starts telling you, this is where you need to charge the vehicle. This is where you need to stop. This is how far you'll be able to go before something happens next. When I take a look at it and I go, okay, this is cool and everything, but what happens if there's something wrong with the charger? What happens if you can't make it in time? So I still have anxiety over that kind of stuff. Now, I'll take a look at it, and I will say that I do drive a range extender, but that gives me the opportunity to do both. So am I saying that I'm not fully committed to electric? I guess that's what I'm saying to an extent. But I also want to have a backup and, you know, to be careful just in case if something goes wrong. Not that I figure that I'm going to run out of electric, but if I do have the problem that it does occur, I do have some options available to me. Anyways,
Duh. Sorry
about the rant there. Kind of felt like I went off on a tangent, but that does occur from time to time. Anyways, let's talk about the lottery real quick. No winner for Tuesday's night. Mega Million drawing. Tonight's drawing will be for $50 million jackpot or $35.3 million cash payout. That's good either way you look at it. Anyways, no winner for Wednesday's night. Powerball drawing. Saturday's drawing will be for a $60 million jackpot or $42.5 million cash payout. So either way, if you do get the opportunity of playing, if that's your thing, good luck with that. Hopefully it works out for you. You can give me a call. I got some ideas of what you can do with the money, and no, none of it consists of actually giving any of it to me, just to be on the safe side there. Because those things do come up from time to time, and I'm just not that kind of person. Anyways, let's get towards the one of my fate. Well, hold on. Before we get to that, let me talk to you real quick about the highest paid actors according to Forbes for 2019. I'm going to give you the top five from each category because I think that might be a little bit better than trying to go through the whole 10, because I try to avoid that almost every single time that we have a conversation about anything.
Duh.
So giving it to you from number five, Jackie Chan, believe it or not, $58 million for 2019. Akshay Kumar, $65 million. Robert Downey Jr., $66 million. Chris Hemsworth, $76.4 million. And believe it or not, professional wrestler, mega actor Dwayne Johnson, $89.4 million. And to think, when I was a child, people made fun of me for watching wrestling. I guess I was watching one of the best actors of all time and didn't realize it at the moment.
Duh.
Now, he does make some movies that are pretty interesting. I think that they're very action-packed, very, very interesting movies. Would have never guessed back then in 94, 95, whatever the hell it was, that we were watching good old WWF at the time, and then become WWE, on what a great actor he was going to become. So, congratulations to him. Anyways, let's give you to you on the five from the female side of the equation here. So number five is Jennifer Aniston at $28 million. Nicole Kidman, $34 million. Reese Witherspoon, $35 million. Sofia Vergara, $44.1 million. Wow, does that TV show that she's on make that much money? She has to have some other side stuff going on.
Duh.
And I mean that in a good way, not like that. Don't think about it that way. That's not what I meant. Anyway, Scarlett Johansson, $56 million. Man, I know she's in some stuff, but man, I would have never guessed it was, you know, she was making that kind of money. Great for her. That's good stuff there. Anyways, let's talk about the days of the year that you can celebrate today. Card Reading Day. International Mother Language Day. What the hell's International Mother Language Day? Someone tell me, please. I don't get it. National Caregiver Day. National Grain-Free Day. National Sticky Bun Day. I hope it's not sticky bun like going back to that KFC story. That could be scary. National Women's Heart Day and Single Tasking Day. I don't know. Am I single tasking at the moment? I feel like I am. Maybe I am. Are you single tasking? I don't know. Anyways, you have been listening to the Rated R Safety Show. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.